Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Rabbit, 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 it's June 1st. Here's what Muncie, Delaware County is talking about today. How did Indiana vote last night in the House of Representatives? Weather, hot, but not stormy. Speed will get you arrested in Delaware County. Oh, and having an active homicide warrant certainly helps, too. Hi, hello, good morning. I'm Steve Lindell at 8:06 Eastern Time. Thank you to listeners throughout Muncie, Delaware County, Yorktown, and all the other terrestrial listeners on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams listening now in Florida, Chicago. No Minnesota just yet. I'll tell you when Mom clicks on in case anybody cares. Item number one. How did Indiana vote last night in the House of Representatives, as it had been has been covered ad nauseum in national media? There is an effort to, vote to raise the debt limit. Basically speaking, one side of the aisle wants there to be some spending cuts related to raising the debt ceiling, and the other side of the aisle, generally speaking, just wants the debt ceiling raised and no cuts. There's some, you know, pluses and minuses and nuances within that, too, but here is what we know this morning. The Indy Star reporting that 7 of 9 Indiana lawmakers voted yes last night. Now, the two votes, one was a no vote. Jim Banks, District 3, technically not a no vote. It says in the article here, didn't vote. I'm not sure if he was there. He was the one, as you may recall, that was arrested in southern Indiana earlier this week on OWI. So, not sure that he was even present. We'll get to that item in just a moment, too, from the Indiana Democratic Party in a statement they had. Victoria Spartz from your District 5 was the Republican vote from Indiana. No. Victoria Spartz voted no on the measure last night. It did pass. It advances to the Senate now. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen now, but we'll just wait for the drama to continue to unfold with respect to the House of Representatives vote last night and the next step for that measure. With respect to the same subject, but a statement from the Indiana Democratic Party, their headline was, and I quote, "Hoosier Democrats support bipartisan debt ceiling plan protecting jobs, seniors, health care, and veterans." The subtitle from the Indiana Democratic Party in the press release, and quoting again, "Jim Banks doesn't even vote for bipartisan compromise." Again, I'm not sure he was there. I don't know for sure if he was in D.C. or not. I know that he had a $705 bond. I'm sure he bonded out of jail after the charges of OWI and leaving the scene of an accident. Again, we reported on that yesterday. Channel 13 was first to report that. We shared it from Network Indiana reporting as well. Quoting the Indiana Democratic Party in the statement, quote, "Jim Banks is seeking a promotion to the U.S. Senate, and he can't even do what he was sent to Washington to do, vote. Banks was MIA, missing in action tonight, and he showed once again that he simply cannot be trusted by Hoosiers to protect Medicare and Social Security." The statement goes on for the Indiana Democratic Party. It does not make note, though, of the OWI arrest and or the incarceration and or the bonding out of jail. I'm not sure that they knew, but surely they did. Anyway, that's what we know from that document this morning. I'm Steve Lindell. It's 8:09 Eastern Time on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And what people are talking about this morning is item two, this guy named Pence. Do you remember somebody named Mike? Apparently, former Indiana governor and Veep, Mike Pence does plan to make an announcement very soon.
He's supposed to announce next Wednesday, June 7th, that he's running to be the next president of the United States in 2024. You might remember that Pence said this about what the country needs in a speech he gave in late April.
The challenges that we're facing in this economy with inflation at a 40-year high are going to require someone who has the ability to step in on day one.
Pence will give a speech and release a campaign video in Des Moines, Iowa, and take part in a town hall with CNN that day. June 7th is also Pence's birthday. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
That'll be interesting. WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Can you imagine those debates when they occur? 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams listening in Panama City, Florida. Thank you for clicking on this morning. Chicagoland is on. Northern Indiana is on, too. And if you're in the Muncie, Delaware County area, terrestrial radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. And the free streams go to everywhere. Item number three, accused child porn suspect Keegan Klein has submitted a notice to the court.
Klein is sticking with his plea of guilty to all 25 child sex crime charges. Earlier this month, Klein's original legal team convinced Judge Timothy Spahr of Miami County to delay sentencing based on new evidence they claimed could change Klein's guilty plea. His original legal team then left the case, later replaced by William Berkshire and Eric Hunterjaeger. Keegan Klein is accused of running a fake catfish social media profile called Anthony Shots, which he's accused of using to get sexual pictures of underage girls. His sentencing is set for July 27th. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
WMUN's Delaware County Today. What people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Certainly the weather would fall under that category. It continues to stay hot. As we stand right now on June the 1st, 8:11 a.m. Eastern Time, coming up on 8:12, Mark. It's going to be another sunny 88-degree day. Humidity is high. Pollen count is really high. Breathing difficulties high as well, though I don't see anything from the National Weather Service for today about one of those air quality action days. I do not see that yet. That could change. Listen to this radio station and the rest of our Woof Boom stations. Live updates all the time. Kim Morris in the middle chunk of the day hosting the WLBC Midday Show. That's always an excellent source of what's going on in your world. We stay near 90 on Friday, sunny again over the weekend, sunny both days, 91 and 84 for highs Saturday, Sunday. And then starting the week next week, again sunny Monday, 83, sunny Tuesday near 80. That sounds a little more comfortable. And then Wednesday, 79 and sunny again. There's a couple of tiny chances of showers. We'll see if that changes or if it becomes a bigger chance. This is WMUN, Delaware County Today. Every Monday, we have a program called All Kinds of People. The upcoming guest this Monday will be Julie Metzger, the guest of Dr. Joe Moshevitz. Julie Metzger is also coming up soon on this radio station with a new program and a series of shows called Indiana Waterways. Julie Metzger and R.J. Chapman will co-host that four-part series beginning June 10th, Saturday mornings for four consecutive mornings at 8 a.m., you will hear that about Indiana waterways and artisans that were, during COVID, wanting to do something to help, and they came up with an incredible plan and a very creative way to do that. They'll explain all of that in that four-part series that begins Saturday, June 10th, 8 a.m., here on WMUN. This is Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Today is the brink of Summer Arts Walk, bottom of hour. We will replay a portion of our interview, I think from last week or the week before, with Cheryl Crowder when she was in studio to talk about the movings, the comings and goings, and the fun in the downtown Muncie area that runs 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. Later this hour, we will have at least a portion of Muncie Mayor's community update. I believe it was yesterday released on the social media. We will share that together. Let's jump into the snapshot now. This is always one of those kinds of things that we just kind of have a lighter side of news to let you know what your day is like today.
It's June 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Olive Day. There are more than 500 different types of olives globally. It's also one of the world's oldest fruits, and yes, it's technically a stone fruit like a peach or a mango. In 1968, Helen Keller dies in Easton, Connecticut at the age of 87. Blind and deaf from infancy, Keller learned to communicate using a hand alphabet signaled by touch into the student's palm. Her first word, water. Keller went on to become a world-renowned writer and lecturer. It's been used to save countless lives. The Heimlich Maneuver, published in 1974. Henrik Heimlich is credited with developing the technique using abdominal thrust to stop choking. Also on this day, after 50 years and 8,019 games, Johan Santana fires the first no-hitter in New York Mets franchise history. Born on this day in 1937, American actor and producer Morgan Freeman and Marilyn Monroe. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, hosted by yours truly, Steve Lindell. He mentioned the Heimlich Maneuver. I have a story from years gone by about the Heimlich Maneuver. I'm going to hold on to that in case Mom clicks on the stream there on the Alexa device in Minnesota. She is not listening yet. At least the computer doesn't think so. Coming next, a story about driving too fast and then, oh yeah, having a warrant for your arrest in Delaware County. That is next on WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Suddenly, June 1st, it is Thursday morning, 8:20 a.m. Pride Month begins today. There's a very, very big event that happens in Indianapolis every year, June 10th. Starts with a parade and has a whole bunch of stuff that whole day and I think that whole weekend. The Muncie Pride Celebration is actually today on the notes here from the Star Press. Today from 7 to 10 p.m. and then tomorrow, June 2, from 7 p.m. to midnight. I think I have the dates correct here. There is a Muncie Pride Network Facebook page to find out more of that information coming from the Star Press, actually from the Indianapolis Star that they forwarded through the Star Press. Okay, so here's a story about law enforcement. And Nancy, my beautiful wife, and I watch the show On Patrol Live, OPL. It's on Reels, not a sponsor, but they could be. We enjoy that a lot. We like seeing the work of law enforcement in, you know, like live or real time almost. We are amazed every single day at what we see most of those situations. And a lot of the pullovers, you know, when they call somebody in the middle of the night over to the side of the road, a lot of it have to do with a headlight that's out or a speeding infraction, or maybe they went across a center line or ran a bit of a red light, you know, that kind of situation. And how many of those times, not all, but how many of those times it turns out to be something else. In Delaware County, yesterday afternoon, just about 4 p.m., Indiana State Police, Pendleton District, stopped a vehicle for speeding. Discovered as they ran the, you know, driver's license, that's what they do, it's part of the procedure, discovered that the driver was wanted out of Alabama for homicide. And before I get to the story and what went down, just a little, you know, suggestion. If you're wanted for homicide in another state, or even in this state, generally speaking, you probably don't want to speed. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Then there's the don't do the homicide part, though these are allegations, of course, until convicted. So the trooper, Corey Bell, was patrolling State Road 35 near Mount Pleasant. You all have been on that road a gajillion times. There were citizen complaints about vehicles driving too fast in the area. Did you know you're supposed to do that? And that's a very helpful thing for law enforcement. They will deploy a trooper or a cop or somebody to the area as best they can if they have available, you know, officers, and they'll check it out. A lot of times that turns out to be, whoa, better pull somebody over. In fact, Teddy Donnell Cozart from Alabama, age 20, was pulled over during a traffic stop going too fast. And then the officer ran the information and so on and so forth. Oh, there's an active warrant out of Alabama for homicide stemming from an alleged incident that took place in October of 2022 in which a man, was shot and killed while driving away from an apartment complex. Anyway, so Cozart was arrested, as you would imagine, transported to the Delaware County Jail where he will wait extradition back to Alabama. So there's a couple of morals to that story. One is don't kill somebody, allegedly. And then the other one is don't drive too fast if you have an active warrant for your arrest. Way to go, state police, for finding a bad guy. This is WMUN, alleged bad guy. WMUN, Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell, good morning. It's 824. You have not missed our local news summary. That's coming about 10 or 15 minutes from now. You're going to hear from the Muncie mayor later on this morning. We're going to skip the part where he does the weather forecast. He does that at the start of his community updates often. I'm not picking on him. It's oftentimes a good way to find out some things happening in the community. A lot of it is something that we may have mentioned. In fact, we usually have in previous news coverage and or this radio show, but we love hearing from the Muncie mayor about community happenings, and we will do that later on. One of the things you are waking up to this morning is last night's vote in the House of Representatives passing the debt deal on their side of the chambers, as it were. It goes on to the Senate next. There was a procedure that could have kept it from even coming to the floor for a vote. Helping us understand now how the government procedures work, let's get this update.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. With the Speaker, there was a lot of consternation as to whether House Republicans would even begin to debate the debt ceiling bill. They needed the votes to advance the bill from the House Rules Committee and onto the floor. Nearly every piece of legislation which hits the House floor must first get a rule from the Rules Panel. The Rules Committee establishes how the House will handle a given piece of legislation. If the committee doesn't adopt a rule, and if the House itself doesn't approve the rule, then there's no bill. Most speakers have run the Rules Committee with an iron fist, but as part of his concessions to the right, McCarthy awarded three seats on the panel to firebrand conservatives whose views sometimes deviate from those of the Speaker, Congressman Chip Roy, Thomas Massey, and Ralph Norman. McCarthy name-checked Massey Sunday as he touted a provision to hold the line on appropriations bills pushed by Massey as an item in the debt ceiling legislation. Massey supported the rule and the bill, but Norman and Roy seethed about the legislation. They voted nay in committee. If all three balked, Republicans would need a Democrat on the Rules Committee to vote in favor of jettisoning the measure to the floor. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And again, Victoria Spartz of the Muncie, Delaware County District area voted no on the measure last night. Most everyone else did vote yes. We covered that earlier this hour, if you're just clicking on. Later this hour, I will share the story that I held back until my mom clicked on. National Heimlich Maneuver Day is today, June 1st. And I have a story. My mom may not even remember, or perhaps I made it up in my brain because it was interesting. I think it really happened. She's probably looking at her Alexa speaker right now going, "What are you talking about, Steve?" Or she might be saying, "Why, yes, Steve, I remember that vividly." I'm just not sure, but we will share because that's what we do. We share every day. 8:27 Eastern Time. More in a moment on WMUN.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
June the 1st, 8:30 on the button. Good morning, Rick Roray, communicating with us from the Youth Opportunity Center. I sent him some audio last night during which I had been asked to not mention his name on the radio by Rick Roray, and in my apology to him, the audio that I sent to him, I mentioned his name 28 times. I should probably play that on the air sometime. Rick has just written back, "This made me smile and reminded me to never tell you to do anything." 28 times for a name mention. My youngest was listening and said something like, "You aren't all that." Anyway, go Bears and have a blessed day, and thanks for doing what you do and being Steve. Rick Roray from the Youth Opportunity Center, biggest Bears fan on the face of the planet. For those that aren't aware, he and I, Minnesota Vikings fan, blood-borne illness, he and I will oftentimes have a friendly little side wager on when the Bears play the Vikings, and the Vikings have gotten the better of that deal in recent years. All right, let's get our local news summary on now.
These stories and more airing on all of our Woof Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN.
Tonight's the night for the annual Brink of Summer Arts Walk in Muncie. Yart or yard art, Cheryl Crowder says that's managed by Moth Danner,
the queen of the yart scene. And has been for many, many, many years. And I think she said that she had 155 artists signed up right now.
Wow.
So we did do an emergency street closing. The last block of Walnut Street where Cannon Commons is located will be closed that evening just for the artist and the and visitors' safety.
Everything runs 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. Free parking all over downtown. As we told you first yesterday morning on WMUN, State Rep Jim Lucas has been arrested. The Seymour Republican arrested early Wednesday on charges of OWI and leaving the scene of an accident. Crashed on I-65 just north of Seymour around midnight Wednesday and left the scene initially, bond set at $705. A better choice than shooting, here's WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
In the wake of Anderson's recent gun violence, Madison County Prosecutor Rodney Cummings, an accomplished boxer and boxing coach, is partnering with Westside Boxing and Fitness in Anderson to present Guns Down, Gloves Up. That'll be this Saturday at the gym located at 2691 Nickel Avenue in Anderson beginning at noon. The goal, he says,
encourage some of these kids that are living in these at-risk communities, trying to encourage them and support them for doing things the right way when we've had so much gun violence lately.
The event will showcase youth who have chosen a positive path. Brett Busby, LBC Radio News.
A restaurant chain wanted to reward teachers for their hard work. John Herrick reports on how they did that in Indiana.
Lou Malnati's puts on a campaign every year to celebrate top-notch teachers in central Indiana. This year, they awarded free pizza for a year to...
Excited to recognize Miss Vandenberg.
Maria Vandenberg from Greenwood Christian Academy, who teaches fourth grade. The students who nominated her said she goes above and beyond to make school fun for them. There are five Lou Malnati's locations in central Indiana. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
And soon, radio listeners will get to know Muncie's Lindsay Marie.
I'm just so excited. I'm super pumped for this new chapter. And like I said, you know, if you've heard me before, you know, welcome back.
To this point, podcasting with guests and local content has been her mission. Now, WMUN Radio gives a chance to reach people on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM and free streams. Saturdays at 8:30 AM, starting June 10. State investigators revealed the cheating had been going on for years. Indiana Board of Firefighting Standards voted Tuesday to permanently revoke all firefighter certifications for Captain Troy Delaney, who they say coordinated a cheating scheme with the Muncie Fire Department. The eight EMTs can continue to work while they serve their two-year probations and must retake the test and pay a small fine. Muncie's mayor and the Fire Merit Commission president told Bob Siegel of 13 Investigates they did not know about the MFD cheating scheme until they learned about it from 13 News' ongoing investigation. Did you hear? Your water rates might be jumping.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana American Water Company is asking the state for a rate increase that, if approved, would increase the base rate water bill for a typical residential customer using 4,000 gallons a month in Muncie by about $14.47 when fully implemented in 2025.
WLBC News Bits. The Children's Museum says there's still tickets for Juneteenth Jamboree there June 3rd. Reserve your ticket, childrensmuseum.org. Indy Parks will officially open public pools Monday. They had opened over the holiday weekend, but they closed them up all week for additional lifeguard training. A woman from Indianapolis says her autistic son was taken out of class more than 100 times at Edison School of the Arts this past school year.
And she says that violates his individualized learning plan. I'm Chan Herrick.
If my son is doing something and he needs some discipline, send him. But send them with his work. They're not sending them with work.
Latasha Walker tells Wish TV that she has a report from the Indiana Department of Education that says the number of times her son was removed from class was excessive, but the report is not finalized yet because they're still looking into it. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
And Animal Rescue Fund of Muncie celebrating 25th anniversary, having an open house on June 24, noon to 3 p.m. See muncyarf.com for more information on that. A Sunday evening shooting in Carmel has now implicated 50-year-old Andrew Bryant of Noblesville, charged with criminal recklessness, intimidation, and pointing a firearm. Investigation ongoing. Cops have no reason to believe there are any additional threats to the community at this time. Teen makes a deal in Delaware County.
I'm Peter Colleen. A Muncie teen strikes a deal with prosecutors pleading guilty to a charge stemming from an August 2022 shooting. According to the Star Press, 16-year-old Jamari Thomas pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit robbery. He allegedly shot a 16-year-old at a home on the 500 block of North Wolf Street.
It looks like someone is desperately trying to win back Kira's heart, whoever that is.
Multiple spots in Fort Wayne have been vandalized recently, with the vandals specifically leaving messages of love and apology for Kira. Wayne 15 reports that Mechanics Unlimited, Inc. is just one of the businesses that has been spray-painted. Other spots that have received similar unwanted messages include St. John Lutheran Church of Fort Wayne and the Van Buren Street Bridge. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Tuesday morning in Muncie, a lot of sirens very early in the morning. We just were able to find out what that was.
Brush fire, or field fire, if you will, at a gravel pit just east of the bypass on McGalliard. Several responding fire departments, Muncie, Liberty, Hamilton Township, Gaston, Yorktown, Parker, Albany, all
big one
fought with this fire yesterday. So obviously if those that were traveling that area saw that McGuire between the bypass and country club was shut down because it just had tankers coming in and out while they fought with that. We were out there ourselves for about 4 hours, and I think they were out there just a little bit longer than we were.
John Catino, director of Delaware County EMA, on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show yesterday. Chamber ribbon cutting at Foister's Flowers and Gifts, West Kilgore, Thursday, June 15th. They'll have an event 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The ribbon cutting is 12:15 p.m. All are welcome to celebrate.
This is breaking news from the new WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa. Play WMUN.
Sparts issues statement. Steve Lindell, live update, 8:38, just as our news summary was airing there. Earlier this hour, we reported that the only Indiana representative to vote no in the House of Representatives vote last night was Victoria Sparts from the 5th District in the Muncie, Delaware County area and beyond. We have a quote now via Network Indiana on what she said after her no vote. Quoting, "The bill is really meaningless given the immense gravity of our financial problems. Unfortunately, this Congress has not aimed high enough for all of the people who died for our republic and for future generations," unquote. Those are the words of Representative Victoria Sparts, just getting a hold of that this morning here during Delaware County Today on WMUN. The bill faces an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate. If you're wondering how the Indiana angle is, Senator Todd Young has not said where he stands on the bill yet. Senator Mike Braun has not said how he would vote, but he did tweet on Wednesday that, quote, "debt ceiling deal makes our current bloated spending levels the new baseline going forward, setting us further down the path of financial ruin," unquote. So the Senate has to take action next. We'll see what happens there. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. In Muncie downtown, the brink of summer Arts Walk happens tonight. This from an earlier conversation that we had in this studio with Cheryl Crowder.
It really is just kind of the kickoff of that summer season. We are just on the brink of it. Mm-hmm. So a well-titled event.
Absolutely.
Lots and lots of stuff going on within that event. Brink of Summer Arts Walk is sort of the umbrella for several other things that happen. Flower Hour, which is it's a small fundraiser for downtown. It helps with other events that we do throughout the year. It's a $20 ticket. You can get it online through our website, MuncieDowntown.org, or you can buy it the night of the event. But it's $20 ticket. There's a map with 10 different locations that will help you travel throughout downtown. And at every location, you gather a flower. And at the end of the night, you have this beautiful little bouquet. And that's sponsored by Normandy Flowers, Dandelions, and Miller's Flowers.
Very nice.
So they help to contribute to that event so that we can make a little extra money.
So you end up with a bouquet of flowers you've done the scavenger sort of a flower hunt, as it were. Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty and it's beautiful for downtown. There are people walking around with flowers, and everybody's happy, and it's just a lot of fun.
When aren't people happy in downtown Muncie? Come on.
It is the happy place.
It's a constant thing. Yes. Things happen at Cannon Commons and throughout downtown Muncie.
Cornerstone Center for the Arts has really started to elevate their game on First Thursdays, too.
Yes.
Deborah Dargu has really taken a hold of that and lifted that up. And so there are a lot of choices at that end as well. So you can travel all of downtown particularly Brink of Summer Arts Walk, and find something at just about every corner.
Yeah, the all-encompassing event here, folks, if you're not familiar, the first Thursday of every month, there is something happening in downtown Muncie to celebrate arts and art galleries and merchants and downtown Muncie. I'm sort of just broad sweeping explanation here. But twice a year, there's the amped up, to use your wording, Cheryl Crowder, versions. There's the one in the fall, which is always a big to-do.
In October,
but this is the one of the Brink of Summer Arts Walk, which is the first Thursday in June, which is a week from today as we're sitting here. A couple of random questions here. Will Dale Basham be singing at any portion? Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Is he on the schedule at all, to
He's
your knowledge?
Not on the schedule. It doesn't mean he won't be singing somewhere.
Yeah, he will. He will. What other pieces and parts about that event that night do you want to share?
So we have lots of live music. We also have performances from Muncie Ballet Studio. Lisa Love just finished her Oz show with the kids, so I'm hoping that maybe we'll see some pieces from that. We put up the maypole, even though it's June, and the little girls are just, but it's still a celebration, so it works within our celebration. George Wolf and his America's Hometown Band group will be down here. We have a group from Portland called the Harmony Singers, who will also be on stage. The Aerial Annex, the girls that do the silks.
Oh, yeah.
Will also be in the middle of Cannon Commons. So the yard surrounding the perimeter of Cannon Commons, and then lots of activity and music inside. I did want to mention, too, though, that Saturday is the Downtown Car Show. That'll be the third year. Troy Waters puts that show together, and we kind of coordinate and help each other facilitate a little bit with that. But that is Saturday, June 3rd as well. So it's going to be a big kickoff. After Hours Arts Reels. After Hours Art Reels.
Okay.
Also happen on Thursday evening after First Thursday is over.
Okay, same night when it's dark enough. Okay, good.
Yes, and we show those the Northwest Bank wall.
Okay.
We have
a lot of banking friends in Muncie.
We do. From the Fickle Peach. So you can have a little beverage and watch the movie, and it's What About Bob is the movie. So that kind of kicks off the season. That'll continue throughout the summer every First Thursday at dusk. From the Fickle Peach.
All right, free.
Yeah, everything is free except for that little flower hour event.
The Yart stuff is not expensive either. It's designed in that fashion by Moth and everybody that's involved with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Everything's under $40.
Fantastic.
So it's accessible to anyone.
All right, all things Muncie Downtown Development. How best for our listeners to seek ye out?
All the info is at downtownmuncie.org. And the first drop-down column gives you all of the events, and if you click on it, it'll take you to more specific details for each one.
WMUN's Delaware County Today, continuing next with the Muncie Mayor Community Update on WMUN.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
You like the movie!
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features. And new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service. Delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Move it! Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like electric. Yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Also, the spot for the Power Hour Sports Talk program 4 to 5 this afternoon with Mark Forrester. Jim Donovan, longtime voice of the Cleveland Browns, has been diagnosed with cancer. Revealed Wednesday he has leukemia. Now let's go to the Muncie mayor. I think he is at his desk earlier this week.
First of all, we are wrapping up Mental Health Awareness Month. Yesterday, there was a concert at Cannon Commons. It was part of the Summer of Recovery Tour. And so they had a concert and all kinds of festival and festivities going on. We are here at the city are very proud that we are a funder of Recovery Cafe, plus several other organizations that help with addictions, including the Addictions Coalition of Delaware County. We understand, I'm a very big proponent of second chances and providing people the resources that we can to help them through those challenges. So a nice concert last night, a nice event, and hopefully you got a chance to take advantage of it. And if you're somewhere in and around downtown, you probably could hear a lot of the concerts. So a nice event. This also is the start of National Pride Month that starts in June. This past Monday was Memorial Day. We had two different, there were a number of events, but the two primary ones that the city participates in is at the Veterans Memorial down at Heakin Park. They had a service, and then also the service at Beech Grove Cemetery at 11 o'clock this past Monday. Both were well attended. The weather was really nice. A lot of people, some of the largest crowds that I've seen, so we're very thankful for that. And we're also very thankful for our veterans, especially those who gave up their lives so that we can have freedom. So thank you for that. You're going to be seeing there's a lot of infrastructure work going on right now throughout the city. We've had some questions from some people online about, how much work did you do in 21? How much work did you do in 22? How much did you do in 20? So our communications department has gone back and has been chronicling all of those different projects. Remember, in 2020, we weren't able to do any work because we had to pay back the negative $1.9 million, which we did. But that did limit to next to nothing the amount of roads that we were able to do in 2020. But hey, we got that handled. That was step one. In 21 and 22, you're going to start seeing, I think there have already been a couple going out, but we're going to show what was done in 21, 22, and what we're doing today in 23 since we've purchased the new equipment, since we recreated the concrete team, and since we're doing our own paving and milling now, in addition to the contractor work, in order to try and get this city where it needs to be. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of money, and the way to make that happen is by utilizing your internal team, which can do it for about 40% less. And we're primarily doing some of the neighborhood streets with our internal crew and our internal equipment. The larger ones we're leaving to the contractors who have the big equipment and the big staffs to handle that. But that's one of the ways that we're trying to take care of things. Be looking for some road closures. So there are road closing signs up on Wheeling. That's going to be shut down for several weeks as we do road repairs. and do a sewer project. So there was no reason to do them at different times. So we're going to do it at the same time, but it's going to be a little inconvenient. There'll be a couple different detour routes that people can take, but that should start sometime next week. Riverside on the west side, that's also got road closed signs up already. To my knowledge, nothing was closed yesterday, but you may start seeing closed sections of Riverside as they finish up that work for the sidewalk, the curb work. The utility work is done, and so we're getting ready to pave. So most of the paving crew has now moved from the south side, where we tried to do work in a certain area. That way, if somebody missed a day, they could pull people from other projects. You don't want to have small teams all over the city. You want to have in groups. And most of that work is now completed. And we have moved, that team is moving over to the west side to do some work over in that area, which will also include Store. So they'll be doing Riverside and Store. Same company will be doing the pavings on both of those. Still doing work in Indian Village. All of those streets are getting paved in that area, but that's a separate team, a separate large team. So just be aware there are going to be some road closures, so there could be some inconvenience, but the inconvenience means we're getting the work done. And we're also working in sections of the city, then we'll move to another section. Upcoming events, a couple of things that I think are pretty fun. The very first arts project from the ARP money, so this would be arts, will begin this weekend. It's called More Love Mural, and it'll be going up in the South Central neighborhood. This will be at the Future Choices building on South Walnut. So just south of the railroad tracks, there's a medical facility. There's a building there, former open, Future Choices is what it is now. You can go out, and if you want to participate, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 5, we're looking for public participation. I think the mural is already lined out, and the artwork will be beginning very, very soon.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. To hear the rest of that community update, go to the Facebook page for the City of Muncie. Today, June 1, is National Heimlich Maneuver Day. I think I gave the Heimlich to my mom once. We were eating ribs. Mom, is that right? Do I remember that properly? Did I hurt your ribs? I remember it vividly, but maybe I'm just making it up. My name is Steve Lindell. Factual on the news items. Sometimes the personal stories get a little squishy in my brain. For Emily Guffey, my producer, thank you, in the Exia Command Center. We'll be here again tomorrow morning, same time, same station, on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.